For a time, the gentleman from Florida is recognized.
House Republicans head back into battle today against President Obama's health care reform law. The House is brushing aside the Supreme Court decision upholding the law, and Senate Democrats sure to shoot down any repeal.
President Obama heads to Iowa today. He'll make the pitch to extend Bush-era tax cuts for households making less than $250,000 a year and end them for households that make more than that. The Senate is expected to begin debating tax credits for companies that hire more people or give raises to those that already have jobs. This is NBC News Radio. The U.S. Episcopal Church is poised to become the first major religious denomination in the United States to approve a rite for blessing gay marriages. NBC's Scott Walterman says its bishops overwhelmingly approve such a liturgy on Monday.
The decision would go into effect in December and make the Episcopal Church the biggest U.S. church to allow a liturgy for same-sex marriages. The Episcopal Church is the 14th largest denomination in the United States with nearly 2 million adherents, according to the National Council of Churches. The new Episcopal same-sex liturgy, called the Witnessing and Blessing of a Lifelong Covenant, would be a standard rite for same-sex marriage. Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
And Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes have reached a divorce settlement just 11 days after she filed. The quick settlement suggests that they'll share parenting responsibilities for their six-year-old daughter, Suri. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
In their search for cash, local governments are getting aggressive collecting property taxes and seizing property from homeowners who fall behind on those taxes. But the National Consumer Law Center says the elderly and other vulnerable homeowners are losing their homes because they owe as little as $400 in back taxes. And big banks and investors are reaping windfalls, buying the homes for pennies on the dollar and selling them for a big profit. Another survey finds most Americans do earn more than their parents, but not enough more to move them to a higher tax bracket. The Pew Charitable Trust says while 84% of people have higher adjusted for inflation incomes than mom and dad, the poorest fifth of the population are still there, with just 4% in the higher income group. Wall Street may try to end 3 days of selling as stock futures rise despite word of slowing trade activity in China. S&P futures are higher by 5 points now, NASDAQ futures gaining 9, and Dow futures are in the plus column by 48. I'm Steve Potisk from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Hello, this is Bank. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I just had a baby, and I need to cash in my CD early.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Note, early withdrawal penalties do apply. These are up to but not restricted to 50% of the CD's value. All withdrawals...
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say, how can I help you? At Ally Bank, we offer a no-penalty CD that lets you withdraw all your money after the first week of funding and keep the interest earned with no penalties. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to Safelite.com.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
I had a cancellation of a guest this morning, which is not the end of the world, and it's not the first time. I just don't feel like this particular guest was taking this opportunity seriously. And I could be wrong, but I don't believe that I am. I think that it just became too easy for them to walk away. And so I'll get over it. But we do have some really wonderful people to visit with today, including my Wayne County Commissioner, Diane Webb, who I'm very excited to share with you. And we'll talk about her a little bit later on in this hour. But as many of you know, I have soured considerably on one state representative, Bob Constant. He is running against the incumbent, Diane Webb. He's an opportunist. He just feels like he is owed another elected position, and it's time that he goes and finds a real job. I don't know the last time Bob Constant had a real job, but it's time we send him home. He doesn't need, and we don't need his influence on the Wayne County Commission, but we'll come back to that in a little bit. Chris Mihalakis will be joining us as well. He, of course, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, and Chris will be with us for an abbreviated and on-the-phone version of our Tuesday chat. Today is his board meeting, so he has obligations there. We completely understand that and honor that and want to be supportive of the work that he is doing, and amazing work it is. So, with all that said, and we've got a lot of other stuff to get to, including a brand new sponsor that I'm very excited to share with you, let us do this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Challenges. Challenges is our first word. And for a variety of reasons. It doesn't have to be a negative word. I mean, I'm one of those people that loves challenges. I love to be challenged. I love to win, especially when I'm challenged. And when I lose after being challenged, if it is because I didn't have a skill set, I didn't have knowledge, I didn't have information, I didn't have muscle, whatever the reason was for losing a challenge, I am a better person for the challenge. And I really do believe that. Listen, not that I am a wholesale, always glass half full kind of guy, but for the most part I am. I just think challenges are important. It helps to strengthen us. It gives us opportunity. It's really, challenges are, it can and should be an amazing thing. And as we look forward, always keeping a little bit of look backwards, but as we look forward, you know, I think that sometimes automatically, if we're really good at what we do, we look for the path that might have a challenge or two. We would all get quite bored if we didn't have challenges in our lives, right? And so as we consider how to proceed, if you're an activist, if you're in your job, if you're a parent, if you're a spouse or in a relationship, challenges are always going to be a prevalent part of something we have to consider. And so if you look at it negatively, shame on you, because challenges provide opportunities. Not that there isn't negativity in that from time to time, but for the most part, we know definitively that challenges are wonderful. Ask Prince Fielder, he'll tell you. Anyway, today's first word is challenges. And anyway, I'm assuming, Jeff, you guys can hear me just fine. I just couldn't hear you to start the show.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. So we'll figure out what button we need to push so I can hear you after this. But great to have you back. Speaking of challenges, Prince Fielder. Now, what is this? That he almost didn't even make it to the second round of the Home Run Derby?
He hit the five in the first round. All you need to do is, like it is with everything in playoffs, you just need a ticket to the next dance. And so he... you have to be in the top half, and he was, and that's how he got to. And then he slow played it. That's how you have to do this. You've seen the home run hitting contest before, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How many times have you seen a guy just go nuts in the first round, and basically he's done. Like that's it. He hits his load of home runs, and then you're just like, well, nobody's gonna stop him tonight. And then the next round, he slowly wanes off, and then he hits nothing.
Right. Oh, no, I've seen that plenty of times.
McGuire did it. Bobby Abreu's done it at Comerica Park back in the day when he hit like 30 and then didn't even end up winning. So Prince is a veteran at this, by the way. And when we play the clip in a minute, you'll hear just how veteran or how good he is at this contest. But he slow played it and then bam, took off when it was most important.
Yeah, 28 dingers. 28.
Which, by the way, is his number.
Oh, that's odd. Oh, that's odd. All right, let's play the clip.
Oh, man, center field, way back and gone. Set off the fountains again.
Prince, on behalf of Commissioner Steele and all of us at Major League Baseball, congratulations on winning the 2012 State Farm Home Run Derby. You joined Ken Griffey Jr. as the only player to win the Home Run Derby more than once, and you're the only player to win on behalf of both the American and National League. It was a great performance. Congratulations.
Well, awesome. I mean, that is just awesome. You know, do I need to make the point that in the Hall of Fame Futures game and, I shouldn't say Hall of Fame, in the All-Star Futures game and, of course, the Home Run Derby, Detroit Tigers figure quite prominently in both of those.
Some trophies flying around now.
I tell you. And course,
hopefully it's an omen. I mean, it doesn't mean anything right now, but hopefully it bodes well for the future.
Not to mention, as we did yesterday, but certainly it deserves a repeat mention, should say, that Justin Verlander will be starting for the American League. And despite your admonition that they reverse it, and I'm sorry they're not listening to you. I really am.
I don't get and I saw an article written about how what is such an honor it is to start the All-Star game. And it's like, really, why is it that all? It's not that honorable. In fact, I will guarantee you, I don't know if I should say this. Yeah, I'll do it. I guarantee you he will not get the win.
Well, of course he won't get the win.
Right, so what's the point? Why is it such an honor to start the All-Star game? Like, I would rather have the win and factor in, have a chance at the MVP of the game.
Will he even face six batters?
Let's hope not.
I'm just saying.
If he faces six batters, that means he's still stuck in the first inning somehow.
Because he'll just pitch one inning, or will he pitch two?
No, yeah, he'll probably pitch two. You're right. So, like I said, let's hope he faces six and that's it.
Okay. I've often wondered, not unlike the Pro Bowl or whatever sport you want to talk about, these quote-unquote all-star games, you know, a lot of players would rather have the time off to go chill or go spend with their family or take a little vacation.
Well, Jim Leland talked about that, though, at the end of the last game against Kansas City, and he said it's really not that much of a break as you would think it is, because you got to rush around and make plans to sit in an airport and fly to wherever, and then you got a day or two, and then you fly back because they start practice and get ready for the second half.
Okay, well, that's still a couple days that you wouldn't have normally had. But
well, if you're a pitcher, I mean, you get those anyway, kind of.
Yeah, you really do. Not to say that it's easy to be a pitcher, because it's not. But certainly if you're a starter, you know that you're only going to be pitching basically on average once a week, right?
They pitch every day, technically, I mean, practice-wise, but they can fly ahead to the next site if they're not. If it's a three-day series and or three-game series in Tampa and you know you're not pitching, you know, you can fly ahead to New York or whatever.
Do they actually do that?
They've done it, yeah. I mean, it's not, like, common practice, but, yeah, they do it with guys.
Is that for rest purposes? I'm just trying to figure out why would you have a guy not be with the team, because camaraderie counts for something.
No, like I said, it's not done all the time. But yeah, if a guy, you know, needs some rest, or you know, they want to get him acclimated, because if it's a long road trip, then they'll send their, you know, they'll send a starter, say, you know, Verlander just pitches, and then you got three games in Tampa, and then there's three games somewhere else, and they're like, okay, well, you know, like I said, it doesn't happen all the time, but they'll do that. Yeah, they'll send the guy ahead.
All right. Well, you realize we're only 2 weeks away from the beginning of football starting, right?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the break.
Well, we are only 2 weeks away. Just because you don't like it.
College football, in fact, has a countdown, like 50-some days till the first till Michigan's first game.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm just 2 weeks away from the start of training camp, that's all. I'm excited. Okay, well, we will take the break. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. If you haven't yet liked us on Facebook, we are now up to 1,133. That's 1133. Kind of dig that. Maybe that should be our daily foreplay today. What do you think? What do you think, damn it? All right, a quick break. We'll come back. Lots to get to as we work our way through this Tuesday program. I am Tony Trupiano. You are not. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
We're not doing too bad on your commute. We just got a disabled vehicle right now. It's blocking your left lane over on 94 westbound at 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I'm Marge Faville, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Before we get to audio, any other stories, any other anything, I had an amazing, an amazing morning yesterday morning. After the show, I drove downtown Detroit and met with two gentlemen. One, his name is Joe Lentini. The other is Gary Bigaman. They are two men that are chiefly responsible for a brand new website titled UnionCircle.com. Now, this is just a social networking site for people that are in unions or are union friendly, friends, family. You do not have to be in a union to join UnionCircle.com. Now, there are lots of benefits to membership, including, by the way, discounts to anything at touches Olympia Entertainment, the Fox Theater, etc. They have a lot going on. If you would like to advertise with Union Circle, if you own a business, or if you'd like to offer a discount to a product or service, you need to get in touch with me so I can connect you to them, because they're doing some pretty astounding things right now. Some of it I just can't talk about on air, but I can talk to you privately. Now, if you would like to join UnionCircle.com, you're going to start hearing their ads on the show this very morning. Just go ahead and go over to UnionCircle.com and join. Jeff, how hard was it to join?
It was easy.
Okay. It's a very cool idea. It's brand new, by the way. It's brand new. This is brand new. So you will be in on the ground floor of something that you will be able to say, hey, I was one of the first people to do this. And it's going to grow quickly. 40 million people around the country are involved in one way or another in unions. And again, you do not have to be in a union to join this, but I think that you're going to find it really interesting, especially as it begins and continues to grow. And I'm looking forward to watching that happen. So expect to hear a lot about it on this program moving forward. We certainly are going to be mentioning it a great deal as we work our way through the day today and in the upcoming days. But ladies and gentlemen, UnionCircle.com should be a new destination for you. And we're here at First Shift, we're going to get involved in a pretty big way. So just want to keep you, or mention that to you, and we'll be keeping it front and center. And Jeff, I want to thank you for signing up yesterday.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. That was something I looked forward to. In fact, they kind of make it fun. If you know, every day that you sign in, you get, I can't remember, it's like some, what is it, tokens or something?
Yeah, then, points, the token points or whatever.
Right, and then, you know, you can, I don't know what you use them for, but now, you know, you give me an incentive like that to do it, and suddenly I'm excited for some reason.
Well, we're going to all learn and grow together with this, which is one of the reasons I like it. And after meeting Joe and Gary yesterday, they're just infectious to be around, really inspirational. Both guys really inspirational. And so, and they know everybody in the world of business, both union and non-union. I was really impressed, with both of them. And I drank way too much coffee. I gotta be careful. I'm a little more caffeine sensitive than I ever was. That's all I'm gonna say. Not that I made a fool out of myself or anything. You know, it wasn't like I was so hopped up on caffeine that I started crawling on the tables or dancing on the chairs, God forbid, because none of that happened. So was it inappropriate for me to, we'll even call it whining. I'll even go negative on my own ass and whine about a canceled guest that I didn't, of course, Jeff, mention by name, nor will I. But, you know, it gets old, dude. It gets old when that happens because we have very precious real estate on this show.
Well, it's not only that, but it's, you know, we've had people cancel a day in advance, it's not like you like that, but you're fine. That's good. You get, you know, there's some time in between there. Hour before the show, not good.
Well, we made a commitment yesterday to doing, you know, to building in some open line time, because we could have filled the 8:30 half hour, and I said, no, it's been a while since we've had that half hour open. Let's leave it open, see if we can get some calls, which was the whole point of that. Didn't expect that we would also have another half hour open to us. I prepare for this stuff. It's not like that I just show up and fake it through the show. And so it was very disappointing. I was really disappointed when I woke up this morning and had that email sitting in my inbox that said, oh, by the way, not going to show. And this was after getting an email really quite late in the day yesterday that said, oh, this is what I want to talk about, but didn't provide any support information. So go figure. But you know, we'll get over it. That's not the issue. We'll get over it. So let me throw this out to you. The Wyandotte Democratic Club is opening up a Democrat, but mostly an Obama campaign office in Wyandotte, and they would like me to come some Friday and do the show from there. What do you think?
Sold.
Okay. Well, I told her one of the groovy things about that is I can actually set up on a Thursday afternoon. So I don't have to get there, you know, at some god-awful hour in the morning.
Oh, wait, this isn't for a Friday morning?
Yeah, it would be for a Friday morning, but I could set up on Thursday afternoon, so I don't have to get there at an ungodly hour on Friday to set up. Just to set up, Jeff. Just to set up.
I'm a little less enthused if it's a Friday morning.
Oh. Why?
Because we have a meeting on Fridays.
Oh, well, we can... Well, yeah, that's. See, I'm about to make a declaration that after today, because I do have a very important conference call today, I desperately need to get back to the gym, and there are too many things getting in the way of my doing that. Now, today's meeting is extremely important, so it's well worth putting that off. But after today, there isn't much that's going to get in the way of my going to the gym. I have to get back to the gym. Not to mention the fact I'm paying for something that I'm not utilizing, which is wasteful in and of itself. But my weight loss has considerably slowed since I stopped going to the gym, which in a way is a little disappointing considering what I've been through physically. Right, you have a major surgery like that, and it was only 3 months ago. Well, almost four. But still, you understand the point. I mean, I'm, you know, less than 4 months into this, and I'm already adjusting. My body's already adjusting to the lower calorie intake, but I'm not losing weight in, at the rate that I was, and I'm a little concerned about that. So getting to the gym is a priority. All right, when we come back, lots of audio. We have lots of audio to get to today. Some really good stuff, and we're going to talk about Florida Congressman Alan West first thing when we come back, because he's actually kind of fingered me, not by name, but I am the white liberal that he's talking about. Well, we'll get to that. He's a piece of work, man. He's really a piece of work. We'll get to that when we come back. Wow, okay. 888-552-3595. I just think of the guy and it's incredulous. Tony at thetonyshow.org, on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. By the way, three more followers on Twitter were at 550. Pretty cool. All right, the break's here. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at 94 westbound at 75, where that disabled vehicle was blocking your left lane, that has been cleared, so you should have smooth sailing through that area. But on US 23 northbound, just after 8 mile, there's a vehicle on fire, and that's blocking your right shoulder. We also got some construction on the Lodge southbound near Pallister that has your right lane closed until noon today. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Looking for a hot new way to pop? Introducing new Spicy Chicken McBites. Crispy, poppable pieces of juicy chicken breast with a spicy kick. New Spicy Chicken McBites, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Let us all now bow before Lord Roberts and shout hosannas in acknowledgement of his supreme excellency as a wise jurist and noble statesman. That would be Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court, who is presently basking in political and media adulation for his deciding vote to uphold Barack Obama's health care reforms. An act of exquisite delicacy, gushed the New York Times, and various commentators hailed his shocking vote as proof that he is not simply, quote, a conservative ideologue. Good grief. What a crock. I'm certainly pleased that this important law passed muster before Roberts and the court's 5-4 majority, but get a grip. The rash of public puffery for this one vote misjudges both who Roberts is and what the reform does. First, he's never been a conservative ideologue. He's a corporate ideologue. Big difference. As a lawyer, member of a Washington lobbying firm, and a jurist, he has consistently pushed corporate interests over small business, local communities, states' rights, personal liberties, and other causes that conservatives hold dear. Second, while Obama's law is a big boost for the health care needs of ordinary Americans, it also hands a huge win to the insurance giants. Rather than restructuring the system, as should have been done, the reform keeps those profiteers right smack in the center of U.S. health care. Indeed, the core provision in the law that Roberts' ruling sustained is its requirement that everyone must now buy health insurance. Hello, this new mandate delivers 18 million more paying customers into the clutches of big insurance corporations. They love that. And they love John Roberts because he always comes through for them. This is Jim Hightower saying, this law contains much good for many, many people. But for Roberts, that's an unintended consequence of what was just another effort to enhance corporate wealth and power. What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. I always thought that every time I listen to this music that that rejoin, that there should be some kind of, you know, kiss-like flame-throw-in light pyrotechnic light show that should accompany that. We'll see what we can do about that. At some point here in the very near future, we're going to start video streaming the show. And so perhaps then the light show will make more sense. All right. So I don't get too far off track, and it doesn't seem that it's too difficult for me to do that these days. Alan West, who is a congressman from the great state of Florida, was born and raised, by the way, in Atlanta. And he, you know, tells a compelling story about, you know, not living too far from Dr. King's church. He went to school across the street, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He's a very conservative black congressman. I say black for a reason. Normally, I wouldn't care about that, as you know, but I say black for a reason, but I'm going to let him explain why that reason matters. Here we go. Alan West, here we go.
I really feel that it is, you know, demeaning to me to think that I need some individual to justify me and my existence. Look, I went through 22 years being in the military. I raised to the rise to the rank of lieutenant colonel. I have a bachelor's and two master's degrees. And for these white liberals to believe that they can have this condescending manner toward black conservatives, that we need to have approval from our quote-unquote, I guess, masters for us to be able to speak. See, that's where the true racism really lies, Governor, is with the right liberals who don't want to see someone such as myself that broke away from their dependency class and is out here and able to possibly contend against them with the policies that they are promoting that is destroying the black community. I know I'm their number one target, and it just emboldens me to speak out even stronger. And the heck with them if they think that someone else needs to approve me and what I stand for.
Broke away from the dependency class. I'm sorry. Who's calling? Who names? White liberals? All right. Come on, Congressman. Really? Really? Dependency class? You broke away from the dependency class. So you're saying that what? That all blacks are part of the dependency class, and you're the one that broke free of that? Is that what you're saying? You know, Jeff and I had this conversation the other day about reverse racism. I claim there is no such thing, and for fundamentally good reasons. The color of your skin has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not you can be racist. Anybody can be racist. And, I mean, there are white people that are racist against other white people. There are black people that are racist against other black people. Then there are people like Alan West who, and depending on what conveniently fits his media persona for the day, because he not unlike, oh, what's his name? I keep forgetting the guy in Illinois, Joe Walsh. Thank you. I came up with that all on my own. He and Joe Walsh are both media whores. They love media attention, so they will say... I was going to say just about anything, but I believe they would say absolutely anything to get the cameras turned on them. It worked. In fact, I would suggest that many of you wouldn't know who Alan West was if it weren't for this program. We've featured him quite often. He hits a governor during that diatribe. The governor is Mike Huckabee, who does a weekend show on Fox News. Shock, shock. And so as... we look at Alan West, we need to ask ourselves why he continues to be such a media whore. I think I get it. He understands that he only, not a literal 15 minutes, but he's taking his 15 minutes and using it the best he can. All right. What's going on with Public Act 4? We're all very curious what's happening. Isn't going to be on the ballot? Is it not going to be on the ballot? And we'll talk in a few minutes about the record number of ballot initiatives that may be on the ballot. This next piece is from Fox 2 and the latest of what's happening with Public Act 4.
The signatures have been verified, but yet the referendum is not on the ballot.
Reverend David Bullock leading the charge to put the issue of emergency managership on the November ballot for voters to decide whether it's fair. Through the loud public meetings, 206,000 signatures needed put the challenge of Public Act 4 on the fast track. But the Board of Canvassers said there was a problem with the petitioner's papers.
The font size on the heading was not the right size. Turns out the last 12 ballot initiatives have had the wrong font size.
And so the Court of Appeals last week ruling that the technicality doesn't hold weight. So the opposition was told they have 42 days to appeal that decision.
But that potential 42-day delay puts the petitioners in a bind. You see, the Board of Canvassers only has until August 27th to certify all of those signatures. And only the Secretary of State or the court can tell them to speed things up.
I asked the governor's office for comment on the push to purge Public Act 4. They say, quote, the governor fully supports the rights of citizens to express their beliefs. However, there has been so much misinformation and rhetoric. There is an important word in the state's emergency manager law, and that's emergency. None of this would be necessary unless these communities and schools weren't facing crises or the most dire of circumstances.
Those of us who suffer from that policy have not had a chance to decide whether or not we think that's the best approach. This thing should get on the ballot. Let us decide.
And so the Reverend is asking protesters to head out to Secretary of State's office, including this one in Detroit, one in Grand Rapids, Benton Harbor, and also Flint, at 3 o'clock on Wednesday to have their voices heard and to encourage the Secretary of State to speed things up. In Detroit, Roop Raj, Fox 2 News.
Well, this is a problematic. In the reason, you know, some claim a conspiracy, and I'll, for some, at some level, I don't disagree, that by delaying this, because what would have happened as soon as it was approved for the ballot and an official position by the Secretary of State's office was such, then Public Act 4, as we understand it, would have been stayed and we would have reverted back to the old emergency financial manager law that was in place. That would have changed the game considerably. And so some are claiming that the reason for the delay was political in nature, and it is what it is, and just get over it. All right, well, bottom line is we definitely want it on the ballot. We definitely want it on the ballot. I said right before we started this piece that there may be upwards of 7 ballot initiatives, which would be the most in the last 30 years. In fact, our first shift Facebook poll question of the day is this, are all these ballot initiatives, in your opinion, going to create confusion at the voting booth? And so you can go decide that for yourself. I'm not going to influence your vote one way or the other. It's the question, you answer it. But it is difficult. It is very, very difficult to know that you've done the right thing, that you've collected the right amount of signatures. The signatures have been verified. The appeals court has said that the technicality is not a valid reason to keep this off the ballot. Yet it still has not been affirmed or confirmed by the Secretary of State's office because the opposition has 42 days by law to appeal the decision. Now, they can wait up until the very last day, the 42nd day, to decide yes or no that they're going to appeal. You and I both know they're going to wait to the 42nd day. You and I both know that they are going to ask for an appeal. You and I both know that delays this even farther, and you and I both know it may keep it off the ballot definitively or the bottom line, folks. And what's most disturbing is democracy gets aborted in the process. And that should be very troubling no matter what your political persuasion is. Let the people speak. Let them decide. This is a simple matter of democracy. It's a yes or no question, for God's sake. It's a yes or no question. And the people of Michigan have a right to answer that question legally. And then the state of Michigan should be able to honor it. Now, this is the fascinating part. Jeff shared with me, Progress Michigan had put up some video, very short video yesterday, of Speaker, House Speaker Jace Bolger talking on Fox News about the Supreme Court decision. I'm sorry, about the governor's veto of the voter suppression laws. Jeff, were you not astounded at Jace Bolger's, bravado that, and the courts actually have spoken on this, and we really don't need to be, we don't need to pay attention to what the governor did. We just gonna do what we want to do. I mean, that's basically what he said, right?
Right.
I mean, wasn't it kind of rude?
I don't think I'd put it past him, though. I mean, that's what I think, you know, when I think of him, that's what I think of him.
All right, so now I'm going to set this up. We'll come back to it after the break. This is not unlike what Governor Rick Perry of Texas did yesterday, right? I mean, isn't it kind of similar? He's saying, I don't care what the courts have said. We're Texas, and therefore we don't have to follow the rule of law.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what he said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when we come back from the break, we'll get into that because it's interesting. It's this whole idea that if I'm a Republican legislator, more importantly, I don't really need to follow the rule of law. I don't need to follow the Supreme Court. I don't need to follow the legislature. I don't need to follow a governor's veto. I just need to do whatever it is I justify in my mind as being right. Damned the people. And I'm not exaggerating. Wait till you hear how Rick Perry justifies his stupidity. And Rick Perry is one stupid hick from Texas. No question about it. Rick Perry, one stupid son of a bitch. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
These pancakes are something else, I'll tell you. These pancakes are as large as my win in Puerto Rico last night, I must admit. That is really something. You haven't gone to work on this pancake yet.
On 1310.
Number one, I need some pancakes. And number two,
WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely, so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members, a place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities.
If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
All right, I want to thank Steven. I want to thank again our new sponsors, UnionCircle.com. If you know, 2 minutes of pretty compelling commercial, I'm impressed. I'm real impressed, and you will be too. Just go to UnionCircle.com. It is free to join. You do not have to be in a union. Certainly, it is union friendly, but it is friendly to everybody. So if you're friends or family of union members, you're more than welcome to join. All right, with that said. Governor Rick Perry announced and sent a letter to the White House yesterday, as if they freaking care. Led by, of course, Governor Rick Perry of Texas, failed Republican candidate, by the way, for the presidency. That he's not going to participate in Obamacare. This is how he's justifying it.
Breaking news on the health care overhaul. Governor Rick Perry sending a letter today to the Obama administration saying Texas will not implement some key provisions of the health care overhaul. They include the Medicaid expansion and the state exchanges. Joining us first on Fox, former 2012 Republican candidate for president and Texas Governor Rick Perry in his first interview since Texas made this decision. So, Governor, why?
Well, if anyone had any doubt, we wanted to put it clearly to bed that Texas wasn't going to be a part of it, expanding, socializing of our medicine. So we're not going to participate in exchanges. We're not going to expand Medicaid. We're just not going to be a part of, again, socializing health care in the state of Texas in direct conflict with our founding fathers' wishes and freedom, for that matter. People need to be free to make those decisions about their health care, not be forced by this administration into these exchanges or into bankrupting states with the expansion of Medicaid.
Yeah, bankrupting states with the expansion of Medicaid. You realize the federal government picks up the tab for a couple years and then eases in the cost of that, which is mostly covered by federal aid anyway. But, oh, Governor Perry, let's not let reality get in the way. Now, he wasn't quite done and has lots to say about Medicaid as a failed program. This will make you chuckle. Listen.
All right, let's take this a little bit step by step. If you don't set up the state exchanges, if you decide to do that, which you have said today that you will not do, the federal government says as part of the law they will step in and they will do that. So if part of your goal is to keep the federal government out of the lives of Texans, then why give them that power?
The bottom line here is that Medicaid is a failed program. To expand this program is not unlike adding 1,000 people to the Titanic. You're going to further drive this country into debt. And that's really what we're discussing here, is how are we going to get this country back on track economically, fiscally sound? This is not the way to do it. You don't expand a program that is not working already. If the federal government was serious about working with the states and finding solutions to the health care needs, what they would do is block grant those dollars back to the states. I can assure you that Texas and other states would find more effective, efficient ways to deliver health care to their citizens and do it in a way that preserved those individuals' freedom.
Said a governor who balanced two budgets with federal stimulus dollars. Asshat of the Day Award goes to Rick Perry. Listen, it certainly is interesting, and not entertaining, it's disturbing. It's interesting that he continues to lie, as most Republicans are. The Affordable Care Act actually ultimately will save everybody money. It makes, first of all, it makes health care competitive, which brings down the cost. I mean, we could go with the simple bullet point that ultimately preventive care will drive down the cost of health care because more people will stay well longer. But, you know, God forbid we concern ourselves with, oh, that reality. But in the short term, let's talk about in the short term. In the short term, it does save and not cost us money. It's not a tax. In fact, it's only a penalty if you can afford it and refuse to buy it. And by the way, that penalty is only $95 in the first year and only goes up to $750 over several years of ignoring buying the insurance. So, folks, let's not overreact here, and let's be careful that we speak truth, as Governor Perry can't seem to do. All right, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Kevin in Melvindale to First Shift. Kevin, thanks for giving us a call this morning. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to the topic, Tony, and I had to call in. You know, this healthcare debate, you know, is troubling on a many fronts. And I encourage people to think, why would it ever be bad in this country to get more people covered, to get insurance? You know, the Republicans are playing games with this. And, you know, I'm on the front line. You know, I work for an agency that deal with people every day filing for disability benefits. Sitting across the table from somebody that has cancer, they have no insurance, and they're trying to figure out how to get treatment. And you're trying to give them resources and direct them to places where they can get some help. This is real. Many people play games with this. It crosses all socioeconomic lines, doesn't discriminate. And the Republicans are playing games, and that's why I continue to urge people to find out the facts. They're playing games with this. Obama, just like when Senator McConnell, they asked him about what is the Republican alternative. They have no plans. They have no plans. Their plan is anything but what Obama wants.
Oh, Kevin, you're 100% right. Now, you're 100% right. We certainly showcased those responses a week ago on this program. I'm very concerned that if, and it seems, Kevin, thank you for the call. You're profoundly correct, Kevin. Again, you've called before. You are paying attention. You get what's going on. And I appreciate your intelligence. And I'm hoping that you're talking to your friends and family about the importance of listening to the truth. Yeah, the Republicans don't have a plan. When they talked about repeal and replace, the repeal's the easy part. We all understand what that means. What the hell? It's the replace part that we don't get. And Jeff, it was Boehner and McConnell both, right, that when asked couldn't give an answer, both said, yeah, I'll answer that in a minute, but never did, right? If I can recall that correctly.
Yeah, McConnell was famous for it, yep.
All right. So, you know, let's just be realistic about it. I have no problem having the debate and the discussion about replacing it, but I'd like to know with what. I think I have a right to know with what. And interestingly, as I pointed out, the stuff that the insurance companies and the Republicans ended up liking, you know, leaving kids on their parents' insurance till they're 26, covering or eliminating the no more pre-existing condition. All of a sudden, that stuff's palatable, but it wasn't when it was first bandied about, was it? Folks, let's just give this a chance. Whew, I'm telling you, we got to be careful. All right, we're open lines in the next half if you'd like to give us a call. Lots to get to. We can continue on this as well. 888-552-3595. But we've got a break for the top of the hour. We'll all go fill up our coffees, plug in our curling irons, or whatever we do at this time in the morning. And we'll come back on First Shift right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at 94 westbound at 75, where that disabled vehicle was blocking your left lane, that has been cleared, so you should have smooth sailing through that area. But on US 23 northbound, just after 8 Mile, there's a vehicle on fire, and that's blocking your right shoulder. We also got some construction on the Lodge southbound near Pallister that has your right lane closed until noon today. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit, NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Your taxes back in play on Capitol Hill now that President Obama has called on Congress to extend tax cuts only for households earning less than $250,000.
Let's not hold the vast majority of Americans and our entire economy hostage while we debate the merits of another tax cut for the wealthy.
But Republicans say higher taxes for higher wage earners means fewer jobs. Another Republican governor is lining up against the president's health care law. Texas Governor Rick Perry says his state won't comply with two provisions, the expansion of Medicaid and an exchange to help people buy insurance. This as House Republicans make another run at repealing the law. A two-day debate begins today. And Rover may be a remedy. A new study shows babies who spend their first year in homes with dogs get sick less often and need fewer antibiotics. Apparently, exposure to canine microbes helps a child develop a more robust immune system. This is NBC News Radio. It's not exactly a newsflash for most of us, but the first 6 months of 2012 were the hottest on record, affecting not only people, but crops. NBC's Jay Gray.
Drought conditions stretch across more than half of the country right now, creating what scientists call the largest drought footprint of the 21st century. Crops have withered and died, and any rain now is really little more than an insult.
Officials say that huge wildfire in southern Idaho is no longer a threat to area homes, but reinforcements are being called in to fight the blaze west of Twin Falls. Pacific Hurricane Amelia has strengthened to Category 4 storm 700 miles southwest of Mexico's Baja California, generating sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. And move over, Mickey Mouse. Here comes the zombies. Z World Detroit hopes to bring a zombie-based theme park to the Motor City, complete with actors chasing visitors through buildings and parks, and prizes for those who survive the undead onslaught. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... What are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
See the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on service. The Works Fuel Saver package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Stop by today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See a participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/12.
Rags-to-riches type stories are fewer and farther apart these days. Just 4% of people who grew up in the bottom fifth of the household income ladder made it to the top fifth as adults. That's according to a new Pew Charitable Trust survey. And while most American families are bringing in more money than their parents did, adjusted for inflation, the bigger paychecks are often not enough to push families up the income ladder. The now former chief executive at Britain's Barclays Bank is not taking the bonuses he was in line to receive. That's according to the bank's chairman, who tells a government committee in the UK. Bob Diamond has decided to forego the $31 million he was eligible to get. Diamond resigned last week after the bank settled charges it rigged global benchmark interest rates. A smaller-than-expected fall in earnings from industrial bellwether Alcoa helping Wall Street feel a little more confident about the new earnings reporting season. And so stock futures are pointing higher after 3 days of losses. S&P futures gaining 6, NASDAQ futures higher by 12. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Hello, this is Bank. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I just had a baby, and I need to cash in my CD early.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Note, early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees are up to but not restricted to 50% of the CD's value. All withdrawals...
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say, how can I help you? At Ally Bank, we offer a no-penalty CD that lets you withdraw all your money after the first week of funding and keep the interest earned with no penalties. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not bad from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. Go to meeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us.
And if you are ready... then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now.
First Shift.
With Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2012. A pleasure to be your host this morning. I appreciate you punching in with us each and every weekday morning. It is truly an honor to be your host. Truly is an honor. We are going to be open lines in this half hour. A little bit later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Wayne County Commissioner Diane Webb. She is my commissioner. She is running for re-election. We'll talk a little bit later on. She does have a primary, a non-necessary primary. She's more than equal to the task, but we'll talk about that and so much more. We'll talk with her about some necessary reforms. She has not ignored the misadventures of Bob Ficano, and although she will not be here to necessarily criticize him, that does not mean there aren't things that the commission can't and shouldn't be doing and is doing, by the way, to correct some of what has come to light since this whole thing happened. In the meantime, you're welcome to join us, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. We are going to go to the phones already and welcome Roger in Garden City. Roger, thanks so much for holding during the top of the hour break. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm here to support the Affordable Care Act, and I'm here to tell you that you never want to believe these Republicans. They're morally, mentally, and no credibility. They're corrupt. They have to take care of the big insurance companies and who grease their pockets for their campaigns. They've never had a plan, and they never will have one. And the whole thing comes down to is that these guys are against anything that's good for Americans. They've always had them, and they just make up lies. They just make this stuff up. They're just true masters of deception. If anybody watched that interview with Chris Wallace and Nora O'Donnell on John Boehner and McConnell, looked like two silly clowns running around trying to find the cotton candy. Their tongue was just totally tied. Their waiting for Harry Houdini to come along to rescue him because they didn't have anything to say.
Well, Roger, I would love to be able to disagree with you, not obviously not because I'm a Republican, but because I'm an American, and you don't want to think that the people that have been elected to serve us would be out-and-out liars, but they are. Republicans, certainly Rick Perry yesterday, we just played some audio, the John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, we could go on and on and on and on and on, Roger. The bottom line is they are lying to make sure that their point of view is somehow held up as pristine. And man, oh, man, when your point of view becomes more important than the truth, there's a real problem with the political system, don't you think?
Oh, I'm absolutely in agreement with you, Tony. The thing I like about you is you expose them and you tell the truth.
Well, I appreciate that. I truly do. And thank you for your call this morning, Roger. And again, I appreciate you waiting on hold for as long as you did. Honestly, you know, we spend a lot of time in research and thought and contemplating what's going on. We listen to audio. We read articles from all points of view. And Jeff actually is quite thorough in making sure that he puts in front of me stuff from all over the web. Some of it from very friendly sources, some of it from not so friendly sources. That doesn't make it less true. It just is a different perspective. I frankly appreciate reading that stuff. When was the last time you heard me bash a conservative website? Seriously, when was the last time you heard me bash a conservative media outlet? You don't. There's a reason for that. They have a right to their point of view. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to promote it, but I don't have to agree with it. But I do need to know it. I do need to be aware of it, and I am. I truly am. Some of it I learned from. Other stuff I laugh in utter disgust at the lunacy of what it is that they do or, more importantly, don't do. And here's what concerns me more than anything. I got to go back. I was having a conversation with someone the other night. And I said, you know, one of the things that I miss, and the guy totally missed my point. I said, one of the things I miss, and I use just as an example the Reagan era. We could still negotiate. There was still room for negotiation when Ronald Reagan was president. And then he, of course, went on to tell me what a great guy Ronald Reagan was, and I really, the point of it wasn't for me to tell him what a piece of crap Ronald Reagan was, and so I didn't get into that. Happy to do it. Now, I'm just saying, there was still room for compromise. You know, there was a time in Washington, D.C. where even if you had differing political philosophies, these guys would still go out and break bread after work or share a fifth or two of alcohol and laugh about it along the way. But part of that camaraderie created compromise. That is gone. That is absolutely gone. If you really think that your more conservative Republicans are going out and having drinks with the Democrats, think again. They no longer, especially at the state level, but certainly at the federal level as well. That idea is unfortunately just a memory. It's something that we can talk about nostalgically, wax nostalgically. We should be very concerned. We should be extremely concerned that Republicans just don't get that their obstructionist party of no philosophy has cost this nation dearly. In fact, let's do a little audio here. President Obama talking directly to the Republican Party has asked them to stop holding the economy hostage, and they are. This is what the president had to say. Listen closely.
It's time to let the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, folks like myself, to expire. And by the way, I might feel differently, because it's not like I like to pay taxes. I might feel differently if we were still in surplus. Well, we've got these huge deficits, and everybody agrees that we need to do something about these deficits and these debts. I believe we should be able to come together and get this done. While I disagree on extending tax cuts for the wealthy, because we just can't afford them, I recognize that not everybody agrees with me on this. On the other hand, we all say we agree that we should extend the tax cuts for 98% of the American people. Right? Everybody says that. The Republicans say they don't want to raise taxes on the middle class. I don't want to raise taxes on the middle class. So we should all agree to extend the tax cuts for the middle class. Let's agree to do what we agree on. Right? That's what compromise is all about. Let's not hold the vast majority of Americans and our entire economy hostage while we debate the merits of another tax cut for the wealthy. We can have that debate. We can have that debate, but let's not hold up working on the thing that we already agree on.
All right, now listen closely. A Democrat, Steny Hoyer, pretty serious dude, all right, sides with the president. We're going to give you two sides of this, but first, let's start with Steny Hoyer. This is what he had to say.
Whatever figure you choose, and the answer is I do support the president's love. And the $1 million will, I think, be a metaphor for our Republican colleagues will not support increasing revenues on any persons in America, no matter how much they make. But I think the president's correct, $250,000. Clearly, we want to make sure that the middle-income Americans, continue to have the ability to purchase goods. We're, in many respects, a consumer-driven economy. We need to grow good-paying jobs through a Make in America agenda. Manufacturing jobs pay on average 22% more than other jobs in our economy. But I think the president initially has it just about right at the 250. I want to say that I would be prepared to go lower at some time in the future than that. But our economy is still struggling, and I think going lower than that would have an adverse impact on the economy.
All right, that's Congressman Steny Hoyer. Now, very quickly before we get to the break, Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, this is what he said.
What if nothing gets done? What if nothing gets done because of the gridlock we're seeing between the White House and House Republicans, and you face this fiscal cliff where you have taxes rising for everyone? Can we get some bipartisanship in Washington before that happens?
Absolutely. I think in July this month, House Republicans will pass an extension of this tax relief and some fundamental reform elements, I think, that are critical. At the end of the day, I think the president's going to understand he's in a really bad economic position. He will cave, and these tax we will not see the tax increases he hopes for.
He will cave. That's the way they see it.
I love she asks him, hey, do you think you can get some bipartisanship here? And he's like, oh, of course, they'll cave.
Well, you know, it's that Jimmy Kimmel, that one promo that we play about the press dinner where he says, you know, the Democrats wanted it here, and the Republicans wanted there, so as a compromise, the Republicans got what they wanted.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing, Jeff. I mean, it's not even funny anymore. There's nothing funny about it. We continue to see no progress in this country, not because Democrats don't have fundamentally, profoundly good ideas for this country. It's because Republicans will not let this president enjoy even 30 seconds of praise for doing a good job.
Well, and like we already pointed out, it seems like, you know, Democrats will meet in the middle. The GOP's idea of meeting in the middle is saying, well, you know, I know that Obamacare is in place, but we're just not going to participate.
Yeah, which, by the way, the federal law bans them from doing. That's probably the other point we should make. Rick Perry's refusal to participate, quote-unquote, in Obamacare won't hold up. It's crazy. We'll take the break. Join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute. Our big problem right now is on US 23 northbound just after 8 Mile. We have a vehicle on fire, and that's blocking the right lane with stop-and-go traffic from Barker Road. And it's a slow go on 275 northbound between Ford Road and Ann Arbor Road. And it's pumping their brakes on 696 westbound between Ryan and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61.
Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
All right, a couple of quick things, and then I want to speak to my next guest. Well, and actually, kind of to my next guest, more of her opponent in the primary. But let me get to a few quick things. Mitt Romney, back in 2006, was defending his jobs record as governor of Massachusetts. I want you to just, it's all of 13 seconds long, but I want you to hear what Governor Romney, then Governor Romney, had to say.
You guys are right now to look at the numbers. I came in and the jobs have been just falling right off the cliff. And I came in and they kept falling for 11 months. And then we turned around and we're coming back. And that's progress.
All right. Can you tell me the difference between what he just said and what has happened with President Barack Obama? And I know it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to hear, so let us play it for you one more time. Listen closely to then-Governor Mitt Romney.
You guys are bright enough to look at the numbers. I came in, and the jobs had been just falling right off the cliff. And I came in, and they kept falling for 11 months. And then we turned around, and we're coming back. And that's progress.
And that's progress. Again, I'm just asking myself the question, how is it that then-Governor Romney can see that scenario and call it progress, but not see the current scenario and call it progress? He called it a kick in the gut. Well, I understand the difference. He's now a candidate for the presidency. I do find it interesting. The Washington Post, ABC News have a poll out this morning, and this is, in a way, amazingly enlightening. But the numbers and the question that was asked is your support for your candidate a support for your candidate or more indicative of not supporting the other guy? And 57% of those polled said that their support of Mitt Romney is more a vote against Barack Obama than it is a vote for Mitt Romney. Do you understand how troubling that would be if you are part of the Romney camp? Do you get how troubling that would be? Now, certainly that's not good news for the president. Don't take that the wrong way. But Mitt Romney, Willard just doesn't excite people for obvious reasons. The guy is awful. He has no vision. He's not defined what he wants to do. And in fact, we now know that as a result of his disgusting wealth, and I've been the one actually over the course of the last months defending his success, but now I'm beginning to wonder if he is in fact cheated. I mean, you can't be who you are, which is, of course, a candidate for the presidency of this great country, and hide, which Mitt Romney's doing. He won't release his tax records. He won't come clean on his offshore accounts. He won't talk about the Swiss bank account. He won't talk about the Vanity Fair piece, which was quite thorough, and everybody would agree. Very, very independent-minded. Folks, we are owed some answers here. And as I said both on the Ed Schultz show and on my own show last week, I honestly believe that Mitt Romney profited off betting against the American dollar and betting against America in general. If you're not concerned, if you're not troubled by that as a Republican, I just don't know what will trouble you. And you know, part of the problem, and to reiterate, part of the problem is if you're a Republican, it's all you have. So you're kind of stuck with this guy. And I feel bad for you because Willard is nobody to be proud of. No one to be proud of. There's no way we can be proud of Willard Romney at all. Just can't do it. All right, very quickly, because I don't want to hang this around the neck of my next guest. Diane Webb has been an amazing Wayne County Commissioner. She's done everything she's promised that she could or would do under the confines of working in a group dynamic. You know, you got to understand that when politicians run for office, they promise you lots of stuff. And if you're, by the way, electing people based on promises, you're probably not electing them for the right reason because there's only so much an individual can do, right? Well, Diane Webb has worked as fastidiously as she possibly could to make sure that, you know, she, whatever it is she promised that she would do, she's done her best to do that. She certainly brought money into her part of the county and continues to do that. She makes herself quite accessible. She doesn't hide. In fact, when I called her office number yesterday, she picked up her own phone. All right? This is a hardworking woman. Now, she's in a primary with someone that I absolutely have no use for any longer. And that person is current state rep Bob Constan. For those of you that have been paying attention, Bob Constan, as we now find out, is anti-woman. He's anti-Democrat and he's anti-woman. He voted for a series of bills that directly affect women's health care in this state. And then he called me and tried to justify it by talking about an individual example of something that happened to someone he knew, and then tried to spin it by telling me, well, the caucus didn't have a position on it. Like he needs the caucus to tell him how to vote like a Democrat. I find that offensive on so many different levels. I'm not new to politics. Not saying that Bob Constan at some point have a use, a purpose, but I think that that has been used up. In fact, I think that Bob Constan is used up and that he is running as a Wayne County commissioner says, I think, a lot about him. It's quite illuminating. He doesn't know how to go out and get a job. So Bob, the question is really simple. What are you qualified to do? What does your resume tell us you can do? I think it's time you go out, put a resume together, and go out and find a job. Diane Webb has not given us a reason to fire her. In fact, she's given us plenty of reasons to rehire her. And in the next segment, you're going to hear why that is. We're going to talk about the things she's involved in. We're going to talk about accountability. We're going to talk about transparency. We're going to talk about Bob Ficano. We're going to talk about bringing money into her part of the county. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But, Bob, we're not going to waste our time talking about how you're running a dirty campaign, how you're lying about her, how the media is now ignoring you for continuing to say things about Diane that just aren't true. Bob, I get it. You want to be, again, elected to a job because I don't think you believe you can go out and find one. I think it's time we discover whether or not that's true. That's another way of my saying, for those of you, and Diane Webb, by the way, is my county commissioner. So this is another way of me saying that it's time to see if Bob Constant can actually go out and get hired to do something that doesn't involve an election. Vote no, which is another way of saying vote yes for Diane Webb if that is an option on your Wayne County Commission ballot. Diane Webb, W-E-B-B. She will be my guest when we continue here on First Shift. Looking forward to sharing her with you. We had a great conversation on the phone yesterday. An amazing lady. Can't wait to introduce her to you. All right, a quick break here. 888-552-3595. If you have any questions as we work our way through the next half hour. In the meantime, Chris Mihalakis will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we'll have more time for open lines. A lot to get to. I want to thank everybody for being with us this morning. A quick break. And then Diane Webb on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your roadways, it has been a pretty busy morning so far. Let's head over to 96 eastbound just after Old Plank Road where your left shoulder is blocked. That's due to police activity and it's causing slow traffic from Milford Road. Now it's a slow go on 94 westbound between Maross and Harper Avenue and the tapping and brake lights on 96 eastbound between Wixom and Beck Road. Also, it's a slow go on 696 westbound between Van Dyke and 11 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. 8,500 workers for Con Edison remain locked out this morning. The employees have been shut out of their jobs powering New York City and Westchester County, New York, since July 1st. The company claims it made the decision to kick the workers out because it feared sabotage during contract negotiations. Managers have been brought in to cover the work typically performed by the locked out employees, and two of those managers have been hurt on the job. The company has been withholding information as to which service areas are having energy supply problems, including removing outage information from its website. On Sunday, locked out workers at an Entergy Corporation plant in Massachusetts voted to ratify a new 4-year contract. The employees have been locked out of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant since June 5th due to disagreements over health care and staffing. The details of the contract were not made public by the company. And Canadian nuclear technology company CANDU Energy Incorporated saw workers take to the picket lines after contract negotiations collapsed. The 800 scientists, engineers, and technologists are represented by the Society of Professional Engineers and Associates. The union said the primary issue employees have with the contract relates to seniority and compensation. The AFL-CIO political director calls corporate spending in advance of the November election formidable. Doug Cunningham reports.
AFL-CIO political director Mike Podhorzer says as Labor and Democrats look toward November's elections, the massive amounts of money corporations and the rich can put into campaigns is formidable. He says the Wisconsin recall results demonstrate that all the outside money that's poured into elections this cycle can and will change their outcome.
Podhorser says this could happen on the national stage unless we can close the gap between special interests and ordinary people. And he said despite failing to recall Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, the effort working families made in Wisconsin to fight back against the tax on workers was worth it.
People in Wisconsin were not ready to take that sitting down, and I think they serve as an inspiring example to the country, the need for workers to come together and fight back against the tax. Workers have lost for the last 30 years on economics, and this is just the opening shot of a battle that's going to go on till November.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310. WDTW.
35 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, I want to welcome everybody back to First Shift. You know, it was interesting on last week, I received in the mail a copy of Wayne County Commissioner Diane Webb's newsletter. And I was truly thrilled to read it as she talked very openly and honestly about the reality of what was happening in the county, everything from Bob Ficano and the censure of him to some of the ethics reforms that are going on, including some interesting good news for a local baseball club, a nice check, and not to mention the fact that Commissioner Webb has been in the elementary schools reading. I'm sure that was part of March's reading month. So when we talk about is your county commissioner working hard enough, I never have to wonder because I know. Certainly this newsletter is an affirmation to that. It is with pleasure that I welcome to our show today Wayne County Commissioner from District 9, Diane Webb. Diane, thanks so much for spending some time with us on First Shift this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Glad to be here.
I enjoyed our conversation, and for those, of course, that weren't privy to it, I'm not going to tell everybody what we were saying, but I enjoyed, first of all, the idea that I could pick up the phone and get you directly, something I appreciated, and you were literally getting ready to go out and campaign, so you're taking this quite seriously, but that you've been accessible, not just yesterday, that you've been accessible throughout your tenure as a Wayne County Commissioner is not something that's been lost on me.
Thank you, Tony. I think it's critical to be accessible to your people. It's the only way to know what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what they're looking for. I mean, it's difficult to serve people that you're not in contact with. I think that's what's lost with representation today, is that people oftentimes get elected and then forget who put them there. So I certainly make it a point to be accessible to my people. So thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. I do want to start off with talking a little bit about our county executive. You start the very front page of your newsletter very specifically deals with Bob Ficano, his appointments, and some of the legal challenges that the county has faced. So I appreciate you not avoiding that in the newsletter, certainly agreeing to talk about that this morning, because actually you saw this, Diane, as an opportunity to start some reform. Now, you said to me on the phone yesterday, the reality is these are things you guys probably should have been talking about long before now, but you're not ignoring what's happened, and you are making some needed changes.
Absolutely. You know, I've been on the commission about 3.5 years. I'm actually a rookie in comparison to some of those of my colleagues. So some have been up to 20 years, and they have the benefit of historical knowledge and seen some of the changes that had transpired. And you know, oftentimes it's easy for current elected officials to look back and say, what were people thinking at the time that they changed rules and reforms and policies back in the day? And unfortunately, we can't unring the bell, if you will. We can't We can't go back and make changes for things that have already occurred, but we can make changes for things going forward. So as unfortunate and, you know, as appalling and frustrating as some of the things that we've been hearing about that have been happening in Wayne County and as commissioners learning about from the inside, it is an opportunity, and it's a long overdue, not just with the Fecano administration, but in Wayne County government, generally speaking. I think that these incidences have helped us identify legislative gaps and fill those gaps, and we have done a tremendous amount of work in area of policy reform, and I'm very pleased with it. I think it's good policy, not just for what's happening today, but going forward, you know, I think that it will serve to tighten the internal controls, ensure checks and balances that needed to be there. And so I was very pleased to be able to be a part of that. And I think it was critical to have that experience, to go through that transition, if you will, from what Wayne County used to be to what we're making it today, to go into the future. In this upcoming election, I think it's just really critical to have been able to be a part of what it was and changing it to what it's going to be going forward.
Do you find that the commission in general is communicating and working more closely together than they ever have? I mean, I get the impression that that's true, Diane, but I'm not there, so I really can't answer that, but you can.
Absolutely, Tony. I mean, I think that is the most important part of it. You know, it's a lot easier from the executive side when you're one person calling all the shots than it is to be that check and balance when you're 15 people. Obviously, strong personalities representing different constituencies, somewhat different demographics and needs and concerns, and to get us all on the same page has always been, you know, a challenge historically, and not uncommon of any executive or legislative branch of government, but it has brought us all together. Crisis tends to bring people together. It's unfortunate sometimes that that's what it takes. But it really has been an eye-opener for those, I think, that have had long-standing relationships with some people on the executive side, people who've known people for 30 years and had this kind of blind trust. And I think it's been an eye-opener. I think it's brought together a real sense of teamwork to right all the wrongs and set things right going forward among the different commissioners, and that's where we've been able to be productive.
So, well, you know, Diane, it's interesting because you said, you know, it has a tendency to bring people together. It also could have a tendency to drive them further apart, and I'm proud to say that in the case of this current Wayne County Commission, that didn't happen. I know that there are some people that would love to criticize. Well, Diane, we know that you've taken money from Bob Ficano's PAC, but so have lots of people. And this isn't an indictment on, you know, necessarily on Bob Ficano. And up to a certain point, I had this conversation with a couple people yesterday. We still don't know the entire truth. The only thing that Bob Ficano was really guilty of is showing really poor judgment. And where this heads, I have no clue. Diane, I don't think at this point you really know exactly where this is heading. But you are just one in a long line of people that has taken money from Bob Ficano in the past. And so I don't know that that's something that we necessarily need to hang around someone's neck.
Well, I appreciate that, because the fact of the matter is, and anybody that pays attention to politics at all, I mean, you know, unless you're independently wealthy, you're going to have to raise $25,000 to $30,000 to run this race. And, you know, people from, and as Democrats, you know, most of our contributions, and I'm a big fundraiser because I like to give back to the community. I probably give $9,000 every term back to the community in different types of functions, charities, that type of thing. So, you know, I've raised close to $100,000 since I've been in office. So his contribution was a pittance, really. But, you know, it's not uncommon. Democrats support Democrats. Republicans support Republicans. I've supported other elected officials. Other elected officials have supported me. As a former lobbyist, I can tell you, Tony, if people want to see if somebody's owned by someone, they need to check their voting record. I mean, I think that's the best way to see. And, you know, I have voted consistently with my people, oftentimes against Mr. Ficano if I haven't supported what he's putting out there. If it's not in the best interest of my people, I voted against him. I've knocked down budgets. So I feel very comfortable with the decisions that I've made, both legislatively, financially. I co-sponsored legislation to actually make campaign finance transparent in Wayne County and accessible to all on the Internet. So obviously I don't have anything to hide with that.
Well, you know, and it's clear as we learned, and I'd like to think, Diane Webb, at some level, you're not learning as I'm learning through the papers any longer. I'd like to think that you're getting now this information before we are. But there are some significant financial challenges facing Wayne County. I would think that this is something the commissioners are not only well aware of, but are fastidiously working toward correcting as quickly as possible. Some of this stuff, though, has handcuffed you. Some of the promises that have been made, some of the legal challenges, and I would think at some point you're going to be stuck with some obligations, whether you like it or not.
Well, you're absolutely right. Obviously, very informed. That's absolutely right. I mean, you know, you can't get into a situation where you're violating contracts. Contracts have been made, some of them several years ago, most of them as far as retirement, sweetheart deals and all that type of thing, and all those have been addressed legislatively with reform to the best of our ability within the confines of our charter. What I am looking to do is to amend the charter that will give the commission, make the commission more of a co-equal branch of government. Right now in Wayne County, we are a strong executive form of government, and in order to bring the representation of the people, the voice of the people, where it needs to the level it needs to be to really provide those checks and balances, we need to amend our charter. And one of those things would be to require that all executive compensation packages require commission approval. As we speak today, they don't, Tony. And so and one of the things that's breaking the bank, obviously we've read in the newspaper articles, is a lot of these retirement deals. So in order to address that going forward, like as I said, you're either going to pay them or you're going to pay lawsuits. So there's nothing to gain in going back. There's nothing we can do with that legally. But going forward, we can require, with the charter amendment, that all compensation for executives requires commission approval. There is no surprises down the road with severance pays, this type of thing. So I am hopeful that my colleagues, I can get the majority of the vote from my colleagues to put that on the November ballot. I am looking to do that. The other thing I'm looking to do with the charter amendment is line item budgeting.
All right, and Diane, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We need to get to the break. We'll come back, talk about line item budgeting, some of the good news happening in the district. So everybody stay right where they're at. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We are speaking with Wayne County Commissioner Diane Webb. We'll be back right after this.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar.
Well, you seem shocked by it, yes. This is a man whose staff created the PAC, his millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth.
On 1310 WDTW.
I'm Marge Favell, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trippiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift
with Tony Trippiano.
Hey, welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, my guest again is Diane Webb. She's a Wayne County Commissioner. She is up for re-election this year. She does have a primary, as I shared with you. In the last half hour, I told you that, our criteria needs to be, is there are compelling reasons to fire her. I can't find one. So I'm asking all of you, to support, Diane Webb for reelection. Getting her through the primary on August 7th is important. You know, Diane, I find it interesting before we get to the line item, question at hand, your opponent, was at one point much more liberal and has become way too conservative. And at one point you were a whole lot more conservative and have become much more progressive. So I think it's an interesting intersection for the two of you.
Yeah, that's true. Times have changed. If you look at the economy, the face of the Democratic Party and who they support and, what's happened with the working class has dramatically changed. I mean, in the 90s, I think we were all feeling pretty comfortable and secure financially. In the last 10 years, you're seeing working families that are homeless. Not multiple generations and generations of folks, in this situation, but actually working families, people who have worked hard all their lives and losing their homes. I mean, so the face of the homeless has changed. The people who are in need, and I've always supported the middle class, the working people. And, you know, I think at that time when things were good, it was easier to be more, conservative than it is today. There's certainly need, and we need to help those that have often, their whole lives worked to help themselves.
Well, I, for one, appreciate the fact that, frankly, you just paid attention. Let's talk about the line item issue, because we're going to run out of time, and there's a lot of stuff I want to get to yet. So go ahead and talk about the line item issue.
Well, Tony, I mean, I think the reason that line item budgets are critical, and I've always been a supporter of line item budgets versus lump sum budgets. Wayne County runs on lump sum budgets. So, you know, it really limits the oversight, the ability for oversight on the county commission's part. And without being able to see specifically where all the dollars are going, I don't know how we monitor those, that we oversee those to the level that we need to. And, actually I was shocked to even find that out when I came to the county, that is how budgets are proposed. Economic development needs $3 million based on projected projects or et cetera, but not to actually break down where those dollars are going. This is how you have $200,000 to pay severances, out the back door out of budgets that nobody knew about. So no more of that. We need to know not only where every $100,000 is going, but in my mind, every thousand, every dollar. I mean, these are hard-earned tax dollars we're talking about. So I think it's really critical to give the commission that oversight, and line item budgeting would do it. We're taking that now.
Okay, very good. Well, I mean, you know, I'm at the federal level, it scares me, but that's always because it depends who's in office. So sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. Diane, I do want to talk about some of the more positive stuff that's happening, and maybe people don't. Really see this stuff as part of the work that you have to do. But yeah, when you show up and you give, as you did, a check for $25,000 to the Dearborn Heights Youth Baseball League, well, that might just sound like fluff, but you know, that money had to come from somewhere. You had to fight to make sure it was designated for this, and then of course you had to deliver it. That's not something that we should take lightly.
Well, I appreciate that. So let me clarify for the record. The $25,000 was divided among different sports organizations in my district. That was the total amount. And it was a PASS grant, Preventative Action Services grant, through the Children and Family Services Division, targeted at at-risk youth. And I'm a firm believer that kids that don't have anything constructive to do are at-risk youth. So I really applaud all these volunteer parent organizations because of the hours that parents put into this for absolutely, you know, nothing other than the gratification of helping the kids. A lot of them stay on as coaches, et cetera, volunteers, even when their kids are grown and no longer participate just because they want to make the opportunity available to children. And with the tough economic times we're facing, you know, local governments, you read about them every day, they're letting go police officers and firefighters. So you know for certain that parks and recreation programs are being drastically eliminated and therefore limiting the opportunities for kids, especially kids that come from families that can't really afford to pay to play. I mean, these kids are really left out of these opportunities, which I think is heartbreaking. So I did go after this $25,000 grant to provide just a break. I mean, this is, if it's 2,500 to 3,000 candy bars, these kids don't have to sell to be able to get the sports equipment and to allow for children who can't afford to pay to play to play. It was certainly worth my efforts. I was thrilled to be able to help out the North Dearborn Heights Baseball League and also soccer, basketball. You know, we spread it out throughout the district, so.
Well, you know, again, it's one of those things where, you know, every little bit helps. When my kids, and of course I live in Dearborn Heights, when my kids were young, very involved in youth sports, and anything that helped defray the cost of that was always, as a parent, was always appreciated, especially when you've got multiple kids involved. So, yeah, that makes a real big difference. And again, I mentioned during my introduction, you also took part in, I'm guessing it was March's Reading Month,
right.
But I could be wrong. You know, it's always fun to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And, you know, there's a lot of different components that go into that. Not only is it absolutely critical that we read to our kids, you know, like I stated in the article that we put in the newsletter, children learn to read between kindergarten and third grade. After that, they read to learn. I mean, everything they learn by reading for the most part, academically. So it's so critical. They say that the dropout rate, if children aren't proficient readers by the time they're in the third and fourth grade, the dropout rate just goes through the roof. So I love being a part of that, and it also gets me into the schools, you know, and it gives me the opportunity to see what's going on and how many children are on reduced lunches and this type of thing, so I can see how this economy is taking a toll on my families and on my kids. So again, it's another opportunity to be out in the community amongst my people. And children will tell you, you know, they'll tell you everything. they're something else. They just blurt out whatever's up in their mind. And oftentimes these are stories of, you know, not having enough to eat or, you know, the clothes they need for school. And so whenever there's an opportunity to help out in those programs, like Blessing in a Backpack is one they do in Redford that I always support, where they send meals home with kids that they don't think will be eating over the weekend. So there's a lot of reasons why I do that, but I certainly do take part in that every year and am honored to do so.
Yep. Well, Diane, I warned you it was going to go by fast. We're already out of time. So I want to thank you. Want to remind everybody that you do have an election on August 7th. So if you see the name Diane Webb on your ballot, make sure you check that off. And, Diane, it was a pleasure to spend some time with you today.
Thank you. thank you very much, Tony, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, and don't hesitate to call me anytime.
I appreciate that, too. Thank you, my commissioner, Diane Webb. All right, a quick break here. Chris Mialakis, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. When First Shift continues, stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your roadways, it has been a pretty busy morning so far. Let's head over to 96 eastbound just after Old Plank Road where your left shoulder is blocked. That's due to police activity and it's causing slow traffic from Milford Road. Now it's a slow go on 94 westbound between Maross and Harper Avenue and you're tapping your brake lights on 96 eastbound between Wixom and Beck Road. Also, it's a slow go on 696 westbound between Van Dyke and 11 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Klishevsky. How hot is it? So far, 2012 is the hottest year on record, with temperatures 4.5 degrees above average. NBC's Janet Shamlian says hot, dry conditions are doing a number on the nation's farmers.
While government scientists say more than half the country is in some form of drought, this entire state is dry. Farm equipment sits idle. There's nothing to cut and bale. The only real activity is at the sale barns, packed with ranchers selling off cattle.
There's a little relief along the southern tier. Forecasters say rainfall amounts could total an inch or more over the next several days from Texas to the Carolinas. A new study says people who are born into poverty have little chance of moving into a higher income bracket. The Pew Research Report says Americans at the top income ladder tend to stay there. And Home Sweet Home is getting tiny in the Big Apple. New York City launching plans for micro-unit apartments measuring less than 300 square feet. The space is small, but the price isn't. They reportedly rent for up to $2,000 a month. This is NBC News Radio. Repeal health care reform. House Republicans will give it a try with debate starting today. NBC's Brian Moore.
House Republicans head back into battle today against President Obama's health care reform law. The House is brushing aside the Supreme Court decision upholding the law, and Senate Democrats sure to shoot down any repeal.
Republicans and Democrats also agreed to disagree on taxes. President Obama calling on Congress to extend Bush-era tax cuts only for households earning less than $250,000. The GOP says that would hurt the job creators. It's still way out at sea, but it's a big one. Pacific Hurricane Amelia, now Category 4, with winds of 140 miles an hour as it churns the Pacific south of Baja California. And we should all be so fat. Swimming champ Michael Phelps put on 25 pounds after winning 8 gold medals at the Beijing Games, saying friends made fun of him for being fat and urged him to start working out. So, is he still fat 4 years later? Fat chance. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Jim Klishevsky, NBC News Radio.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Roofing pros, right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
A new survey of small business owners shows they are less optimistic about the future. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index dropped 3 points in June to reach the lowest level since last October. Small businesses are less confident about labor market conditions and spending plans for capital equipment and inventory. Not much of a reaction, though, from stock futures traders. S&P futures are still higher by about 4 points. NASDAQ gaining 8, Dow futures rising 46. Now, in their search for cash, local governments are getting aggressive, collecting property taxes and seizing property from homeowners who fall behind on those taxes. But the National Consumer Law Center says the elderly and other vulnerable homeowners are losing their homes because they owe as little as $400 in back taxes. Big banks and investors are reaping windfalls, buying the homes for pennies on the dollar and selling them for a big profit. Oil prices right now down about 15 cents. We're at $85.84 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Hello, this is Bank. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I just had a baby, and I need to cash in my CD early.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Please note, early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees are up to but not restricted to 50% of the CD's value. All withdrawals...
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say, how can I help you? At Ally Bank, we offer a no-penalty CD that lets you withdraw all your money after the first week of funding and keep the interest earned with no penalties. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not bad from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
An idea, a thought, born in Dearborn, the product of hard work, teamwork, pride, put in the hands of the people,
for the people,
and made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trujillo.
And welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. My favorite hour of the day. Unfortunately, we've got Chris for an unlimited amount of time today, so I'm going to go ahead to the intro because, I'd rather talk to him than listen to myself talk, so let's do it.
First Shift welcomes back to our airwaves leadership that is unique.
It's no secret that collective bargaining in the public sector is under attack, and there has just been law after law completely restricting, telling unions and management what they can and cannot bargain on. And I think this is so ridiculous and such a violation of rights.
Here is Metro Detroit AFL-CIO President.
They should be allowed to negotiate on whatever they see fit for their workplace. It's not the responsibility of the legislature or the governor to impose their will into their negotiations.
Chris Mihalakis.
And we do welcome back to First Shift my brother, Chris Mihalakis. And Chris, I have to tell you, you know, there are many benefits to being your friend, not just to knowing you, being associated with you, doing the labor work we do, but to being your friend. One of them actually manifested yesterday when I met with the founders of UnionCircle.com, who said,
"That's right.
There are two people that came into our lives recommended you, and one was Kevin Moore, the other one was Chris Mihalakis." So, Christos, thank you so much for introducing me or getting me into the door to talk to these two guys. They are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an exciting project they're working on, and we're glad to help out and be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so people will hear the commercial again in this hour. I'll talk about it a little bit later on, but unioncircle.com is where they need to go. You and I have got a lot to get to, and you've got your board meeting today. So if you don't mind, I just want to jump right in. And unfortunately, Chris, we start off on a sad note this morning. A good friend of labor has passed away.
Yeah, Tony, I just want to let our audience know, you know, labor, organized labor, lost a great activist and really a great patriot, Ed Klein, who comes out of the American Federation of Government Employees. He was their legislative and political director in AFGE for Michigan for years. He volunteered on countless campaigns. Worked so tirelessly for so many progressive candidates and was actually the co-chair here at the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. He ran a lot of our candidate screenings. He passed away on July 4th, and I just wanted to just take a moment this week and just recognize his years of service. And I mean, we really lost a great person, and we're still recovering. And you know, it's kind of fitting, Tony, that someone who you know, was a government employee for years and was proud of his service for the federal government and proud of his service for the labor movement. I mean, to pass away on July 4th, it's just you know, shows you how much he loved this country and this movement and the contributions that working families have made to make America a greater place. And I could say this, our nation is definitely at a loss after losing someone as great as that.
Well, you know, it's of course it's sad. There's a reason why it's called a loss, and in the case of Ed Klein, that certainly is more than true. And of course, his family, you know, deals with a more profound loss. Certainly, a movement deals with a very profound loss. And you sometimes wonder when labor loses somebody like that, Chris, if they're ever really replaced. I as you know, you and I have had this conversation. One of the reasons that I was so excited when you were elevated to the presidency of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, you represent a different, younger generation. I think it's important, Chris, I truly do, and I'm happy to say that as I've become much more active in the last couple of years, again, very much as a result of our friendship, I am encouraged that people like Ed will not be forgotten by a generation of people that really never got to know him, but as a result of the work he did, really cleared a path that they're allowed to follow.
You're absolutely right, Tony. I mean, one thing I go out of my way to do is to get to know my elders in the labor movement and really learn from a lot of their experiences and hopefully try to pass that along to younger folks coming up and really carry on this legacy of our movement. It's just Ed he left us too soon. He was only 61 years old and I'm still very active up until his final days.
All right. Well, let's move on because we also have some announcements that we need to get to a little bit later on. But there is some important legislation, actually two pieces of legislation that I know you want to talk about in greater detail. And then there's a rally today in support of this. But both Senator Stabenow and New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell have some legislation, and the Communication Workers of America have some legislation that is critical, Chris, to bringing jobs home. And I love the Bring Jobs Home campaign. Just love the way that sounds. But we need to make it more than just something that sounds cool.
Well, I'm gonna repeat this a couple times throughout the segment here, Tony. We are rallying today, 4 o'clock at the Port of Detroit. We're gonna meet right there on Clark Street, between Jefferson and, Ford Street, closer to the Jefferson side. We're gonna rally in support of Senator Stabenow. And the reason why we're meeting at the port is because Senator Stabenow is, really pushing this bill called the Bring Jobs Home Act that, will make us export USA and Michigan-made and Detroit-made goods, not our jobs. And so we want to have a rally at the port to really make that port a place where goods are exported and not imported. We're really excited about that. And Senator Stabenow's bill is definitely going to be a big part of promoting domestic job growth, because what it's going to do is change the tax code to stop giving corporations incentives for outsourcing their jobs out of seas. You have companies nowadays who, you know, get all sorts of fancy tax write-offs and things like that from the federal government, while using that money to export their workers to overseas, to places like China and Mexico and other low-wage countries. And we want that to stop. We think that, you know, if corporations want to benefit from the, you know, generous bounty that is our tax code, that I think at times can be a bit of a corporate welfare system, but if companies want to benefit from things like that, if they want to do business into America, they need to invest in America and invest in domestic job growth.
You know, it's interesting as we take a look at this legislation, and I think if we just kind of take a step back and, you know, think about the values that this kind of legislation actually provides, gives back in a pretty important way. You know, we've got to be careful, Chris, that, you know, and interestingly, as a quick side note, the Washington Post this morning is running a piece on one of the challenges that the president has with the left, if you will, is that he has not been able to profoundly affect outsourcing of jobs in the way that he had promised to do. Part of the problem with that, Chris, as you know, is Republicans have not always been very warm to the kind of legislation that Senator Stabenow is proposing here that would provide the incentives to do just that. But I can't imagine why this would be a partisan issue. I'm sure it will become one, but I can't imagine why.
Well, you know, Tony, the Republican Party likes to hoodwink their supporters and their rank and file members. And you know, it's funny. I had a conversation with a friend of mine over the weekend who's a Republican, and we joke about it quite a bit. And he's a really nice guy. And I told him, I said, look, the thing you got to keep in mind, as you get active in politics, remain active in politics, the overwhelming majority of the rank and file Republicans, I think, want what I want, and that's prosperity for everybody. They want America to be a place where people can be happy and prosperous and successful. So when working with people, when working in politics, it's something we need to keep in mind. Now, the leadership of the Republican Party, I do not think wants that. I think that they try to hoodwink not only those that vote for them, but a lot of their party activists. You know, they sell them this ridiculous ideology that by whatever is best for big corporations and CEOs and executives and shareholders is what's best for everybody, because, you know, their excessive wealth will trickle down on all of us. And I don't think that's true, Tony. I think that, you know, a corporate shareholder who's going to benefit from tax breaks and a tax scheme that allows him or her to outsource jobs to completely destroy domestic manufacturing, to support a set of policies that hurt the domestic worker over and put the desires and the interests of shareholders over workers, I think that's an ideology that is poisonous and dangerous to the public. And, you know, that's why people like us do what we do. We try to get that message out there. But when we're combating this, you know, 24-hour right-wing hate machine that is flooding the airwaves with a lot of noise meant to distract working people from the real issues, it becomes very difficult.
Absolutely. We've got to take a quick break here. Before we do that, though, I want to get out something. If people, everybody would get out their phones right now and text JOBS, J-O-B-S, to 235-246, 235-246. That will get you info and action alerts to help bring American jobs home, folks. Just text JOBS to 235-246. We've got more to get to on this. Some announcements coming up when we continue, so everybody stay where they're at. Chris Mihalakis, my guest. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back right after this.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Tribbiano.
On 1310
WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
As we head into your rush hour traffic, we still have that problem on 96 eastbound just after Old Plank Road, where your left shoulder is blocked due to that police activity. And we got heavy traffic on 94 westbound between Michigan Avenue and US 23. And on northbound 75 between the Jefferies and the Lodge, you got slow traffic there. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is Tanae Ramsey, former director of the City of Detroit Senior Citizens Department. Over the years, I have poured my heart and soul into the many wonderful events that I have hosted. That was to show you how much you were loved and appreciated. From the centenarian luncheons, health fair picnics, senior appreciation days, and visits to your buildings. I have been there with you and for you. Now I am asking you to be there with me in supporting U.S. Congressman Gary Peters in the 14th District. As U.S. Congressman, Gary Peters has stood by President Obama's side to pass the health care bill and to save the auto industry. And Gary Peters will stand by your side when you need him most. So when you get your absentee ballots in the mail, vote Gary Peters for the 14th District. This is Tanae Ramsey. Seniors, I have never led you wrong, and I won't be starting today.
I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tribbiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Tribbiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now. 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show, and Tony.
And welcome back. Pleasure to be with you. Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, is my guest. Chris, just indulge me for a moment. I want to read something that you actually provided to me. It said, specifically, the Bring Jobs Home Act allows companies to qualify for a tax credit equal to 20% of the costs associated with bringing jobs and business activity back to the United States. It closes a loophole that allows a company moving jobs overseas to deduct certain relocation costs. Furthermore, the other legislative focus in the Bring Jobs Home mobilization campaign, the call center bill,
would bar companies that send call center jobs overseas from receiving federal grants and tax breaks. T-Mobile received $14.2 million in local and state subsidies in exchange for promises of employment and economic development for opening four of the centers it's now closing. So, Chris, I can see the importance of making sure that some education gets done and that people get out to that rally this afternoon, which you're going to remind us about right now, and support this legislation.
That's right, Tony. And one more time, 4 o'clock today, we're going to be at the Port of Detroit on Clark and Jefferson. We're going to be rallying to export American-made goods and not American-made jobs. And that's a great fact you bring up, Tony. Right now, our corporate welfare state is so corrupt that when we give these huge, huge tax breaks to corporations for the promise that they're going to create jobs for us, there is zero enforcement of these promises. So, and it happens here in Michigan, by the way, too. Corporations all the time are getting big tax breaks from the state, from local municipalities, and they'll promise all these jobs, but there is no triggers in the law that says you have to give the money back if you don't provide those jobs. I mean, can you imagine, us working people, going down to City Hall or to the state saying, yeah, you know, give me $20 million and I promise you I'm going to create jobs for the community, and then, you know, skipping town and the state not being able to do anything.
Well, to answer your question, honestly, I can imagine that happening. I can't imagine it actually happening, but I can imagine it happening. I mean, I'd love to have it happen, but you make a profoundly important point. Chris, this should be insulting to anybody. Again, party politics aside, you know, this idea that the free market reigns. Well, wait a minute. There's a difference between that $14.2 million are taxpayers' money, not Democratic taxpayers, not Republican,
right.
All taxpayers' money.
Well, and it's funny, too, because the people that promote and push these sorts of tax breaks are the same people that claim to support a laissez-faire, hands-free approach to the economy. And it's ridiculous, Tony. Like, giving $14 million, $20 million, whatever it is, handing out what turns out to be, on a federal level, billions and billions of dollars in corporate welfare with no strings attached to how that money has to be spent, or more importantly, no enforcement. You know, it's funny, Tony, these Republicans who allow this to go on are the same people who push legislation saying that, you know, welfare recipients got to get drug tested. I want to see corporations pee in the economic cup. You know, I want to test, you know, what these CEOs are doing with this money to make sure that it isn't being abused and misspent. And that's exactly what this legislation is going to do. It's going to stop this corporate welfare from going to these fat cats who take the money and run and laugh all the way to the bank while exporting our jobs overseas.
And they are doing that. I do want to point out, in the call center bill, it would also require companies to let you know where your call has been directed, and you would have the option to have your call transferred back to the U.S. call center. Now,
right.
Chris, people can call that anything they want, but you and I both know there are people that would take that option in less than a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tony. I mean, I love the notion of push one for an American worker. And Tony, I have nothing against, you know, foreign workers making an honest living abroad, and I have nothing against, you know, workers overseas. And this is not about, economic isolationism or anything like that. It's just that, you know, I want to worry about our domestic economy. I want our, and furthermore, I want our country engaging in trade with countries that have the same respect for workers that the United States does. I think we should only do business with countries that have equal or better labor laws, environmental standards, workplace safety standards. And when we engage in trade with countries that don't have this respect for rights at the workplace that we do or other Western countries do, we're not engaging in free trade. It's the exact opposite. It's subsidized trade.
Yeah,
trade without barriers with countries that don't have labor, environmental, and safety protections is subsidized trade by definition.
Yeah, and I'll again point out, free trade is not fair trade.
Free trade isn't even free trade.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Let me just a couple more things that I want to get out there before we have to let you go. Number one. We had Keith Johnson on from the Detroit Federation of Teachers yesterday, who had asked this audience, and will ask again, to make a phone call to Roy Roberts. You were nice enough. And by the way, Chris, if people want to sign up for the Metro Detroit newsletter, can you just send me a link and I'll post that so people know how to do that?
We're working on it right now. We're actually literally today upgrading our website, and we'll have a new website in the next couple of weeks.
Great, because I know that there are a lot of people that would like to that would get the information I get. This is not this is not private information. This is public information. But I did want to get out the number to Roy Roberts' office so that you can call and say, negotiate a fair contract. It's 313-870-3772. That's 313-870-3772. And, of course, you mentioned today what's happening at the Port of Detroit at 4 o'clock and why people. But there's also stuff going on tomorrow.
Yep.
At the Michigan Court of Appeals. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be at the Michigan Court of Appeals. We're going to meet in the lobby of Cadillac Place, which is the old GM building, at 3 o'clock. And we're going to rally in support of Stand Up for Democracy and demand that the Court of Appeals put the repeal of Public Act 4 on the ballot.
All right. And then there was one more, and that's at Cass Tech High School.
Yep. Well, Tony, you know, every week for the last 2 weeks, I've been given a soccer update. And Detroit City FC, which, by the way, finished second in the division, not bad for their inaugural season. We're very excited about our boys. But Wednesday is Labor Appreciation Night at Detroit City FC. And so if you wear a union shirt, we got a special union discount for the first 100 union members that come in. $3 a ticket. Tickets are normally only $5. So come wear your union shirt and you'll see me at the gate, and we'll enjoy a fun night at Cass Tech.
Well, listen, make sure you say a special hello to your executive board today. They're all good friends of this program, and I do appreciate it. Chris, good luck with your meeting today. You and I will connect again real soon, and we'll look forward to having you back in studio next week.
Great. I appreciate it, Tony.
Thank you. Chris Mialakis, once again, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. We do have to take a break for the bottom of the hour. We're going to be open lines in the next half hour, 888-552-3595. We'll talk a little bit more about unioncircle.com. By this point, you should have been there. You should have signed up. But that's all right. We're going to remind you. This is brand new, folks. Ground floor. Let's take the break. First Shift continues on 1310 WDTW right after this.
Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your commute, we do have slow traffic on most of your roadways, but we are following one accident over on 96 eastbound just before Middlebelt Road. Your left lane is blocked, and that's causing heavy traffic from the Van Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again,
Visit our podcast page on 1310wdpw.com today.
Let us all now bow before Lord Roberts and shout hosannas in acknowledgement of his supreme excellency as a wise jurist and noble statesman. That would be Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court, who is presently basking in political and media adulation for his deciding vote to uphold Barack Obama's health care reforms. An act of exquisite delicacy, gushed the New York Times, and various commentators hailed his shocking vote as proof that he is not simply, quote, a conservative ideologue. Good grief. What a crock. I'm certainly pleased that this important law passed muster before Roberts and the court's 5-4 majority, but get a grip. The rash of public puffery for this one vote misjudges both who Roberts is and what the reform does. First, he's never been a conservative ideologue. He's a corporate ideologue. Big difference. As a lawyer, member of a Washington lobbying firm, and a jurist, he has consistently pushed corporate interests over small business, local communities, states' rights, personal liberties, and other causes that conservatives hold dear. Second, while Obama's law is a big boost for the health care needs of ordinary Americans, it also hands a huge win to the insurance giants. Rather than restructuring the system, as should have been done, the reform keeps those profiteers right smack in the center of U.S. health care. Indeed, the core provision in the law that Roberts' ruling sustained is its requirement that everyone must now buy health insurance. Hello, this new mandate delivers 18 million more paying customers into the clutches of big insurance corporations. They love that. And they love John Roberts because he always comes through for them. This is Jim Hightower saying, this law contains much good for many, many people. But for Roberts, that's an unintended consequence of what was just another effort to enhance corporate wealth and power.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet. Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Pleasure to be with you this morning. We are going to be open lines in this half hour, so feel free to join us before we get you some information. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. If you haven't done that yet, just search for First Shift and go ahead and like us there. All right. Needed to mention UnionCircle.com. I met with the founders of it after the show yesterday. Union Circle was, by the way, designed to provide union members, retirees, family, and friends a powerful and safe information-sharing social networking community to address the specific needs of organized labor. Now, this is very much like any other social networking site that you're familiar with. You're just not familiar with it yet. Why? Because you haven't gone and signed up. It has everything you would want, all the functionality you're used to. Plus, it is union-centric and union-focused. Now, I've got to tell you, I don't care what it is you're interested in, whether it's community, whether it's discussion threads, whether it's employment opportunities, whether it's offers and giveaways, communicating to other union brothers and sisters, mobile applications. There's a blog, public relations, news and updates, training. I can go on and on and on. UnionCircle.com has set up the infrastructure to deliver on all of that. Now, your opportunity, absolutely free. Just go to UnionCircle.com and join. It is very, very simple to do. Now, they're growing. They're building. So if you don't see something that you want to see there, send them a note. Let them know. If you have something that you'd like to offer this community, if you own a business and you're willing to provide a discount, send me an email and I'll connect you to what is going to become the fastest growing social networking site in the country. Just Tony at thetonyshow.org. Folks, UnionCircle.com is such a refreshing and unique idea that I can't imagine how it can't be anything but wildly successful. Starting today, get on there and sign up. All right. As we mentioned yesterday on the show, Friday, or I guess technically it was Thursday, Thad McCotter resigned from Congress. And he's not done anybody any favors. He's not done Republicans any favors. He's not done Democrats any favors. He's not done the governor any favors. And he certainly hasn't done his district any favors, who are currently without a congressman in representation. There's now question, and we heard Mark Brewer say yesterday that the governor shall, which in Mark Brewer's an attorney, that the governor shall have a special election. In Mark Brewer's mind, that means he must. Well, there's some discussion as to whether or not he must. And the question is, if he doesn't do anything, if he does absolutely nothing, who's going to sue him? The district? Who? Who's going to sue him? Congress? No. Now, we, of course, have a primary coming up in less than a month, where we will whittle this down to a Republican and a Democrat. And, of course, that Democrat's going to be Dr. Syed Taj, but that's a whole different discussion. But as we take a look at that, he shall do something. He doesn't appoint. It would have to be a special election to fill 2 months' worth of congressional service. Now, what if that person that ran isn't somebody that's running now? I mean, you can imagine all the different scenarios, right? This gets really kind of murky and very quickly. And there really is not, I'm telling you now loud and clear, there really is not any agreement exactly how to deal with this. And I certainly don't have the answers, because there are legal questions here that I certainly don't fully understand. But it's all very, very odd. Very, very odd. And so we once again can thank Thad McCotter for finding a way to screw up something that wasn't screw-upable, right? Screw-upable. Not a word, but you get it. Phew. I'm telling you, it just blows my mind how this guy can only turn right. I mean, it's like, it must take him forever to get wherever he's going, because all he ever does is turn right, and it causes nothing but profound problems. Thad McCotter, oh my, oh my. All right, I want to share with you a young man by the name of Jonathan Crone. Jonathan Crone, and I think Jeff knows him a little bit better than I do, but Jonathan Crone was a young guy, 13 years old, became a darling of the Conservative Political Action Committee, spoke at their convention 5 years ago. Is that right, Jeff, 5 years ago? He's 18 now. He was 13 then, right?
He was 13 when he gave the speech. Yeah.
Right, so he's 18 now. And he's about to go off to New York University, and he's no longer a darling of the Conservative Political Action Committee or the Conservative community in general. He talks about what has changed since he was 13 years old and gave that speech at CPAC.
Conservatism is not about the party, because the party's merely the shell. It's the inside, it's the filling that really means something. So I want to get that straight. But in the book, I define conservatism, as I believe it is fit, upon four categories of principle: respect for the Constitution, respect for life, less government, and personal responsibility.
Jonathan Crone joins us right here in Atlanta. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We were talking about this before. Tell me a little bit about when you take a look at that tape, when you see your performance, your thoughts, your political leanings. What do you feel?
Well, you know, I think that when I was 13 and I gave that speech, I really feel that I didn't really understand what I was talking about. It was really more of me repeating a lot of what I've heard, you know, throughout my life in Georgia. Georgia is a very conservative state. There are a lot of very conservative people in Georgia. So I felt that when I gave that speech, it was just me saying those things I'd heard in my home state for so long.
Okay, so you got to get a kick out of that 13-year-old version of Jonathan. He sounds so wonky. I mean, it's just amazing. And then he says, "Yeah, I was just repeating what I'd heard. I really didn't believe it." So anyway, he goes on to talk about the GOP and his thought on who the GOP really is.
Why do you suppose you were embraced, that you became such a figure of the political movement?
Well, I think it was really because in conservatism there really aren't that many young voices, you know? It's full of a lot of older white men. That's the stereotype for conservatives, right? So a lot of people felt that if they could have a young kid, a young Jewish kid on top of that, you know, be a part of the conservative movement, it would be a big bonus for the conservative movement, make them look younger, you know, make them look fresher.
Okay, I kind of like this kid. I really do. All right, then he goes on to say that, and I think it's a fair question. Why have all of a sudden you changed? This is what he says.
After I gave the speech and after I wrote a book after that, I really just kind of took some time off and wanted to just think about everything I'd written, see if I really, if it was really me believing that or if it was just something that I had come up with and had heard from other people. So I started reading philosophy and I started focusing on other things. And philosophy really is what did it for me, because I started reading people, German philosophers like Immanuel Kant, sure, Nietzsche, so on and so forth, and then started getting into more modern philosophers like David Chalmers and Saul Kripke. And I started taking that and I became more interested in something else. And it gave me a breather from politics. So it took my mind off of that. And it gave me a new way of looking at things.
All right, so he says he's leaning a little more left is what he's really doing, but politics are not the center of his life anymore. That's really what I get out of this. Very quickly, he says the GOP reaction has been, well, in what I would think would be predictable. This is what he said.
What's been the reaction here? Because you're headed off to NYU. I know you've got a new life ahead. Yeah. How do people respond to you? How do conservatives respond?
Conservatives haven't responded very nicely. There have been a couple different responses from conservatives. I actually addressed them in the piece I wrote for Salon yesterday. But some of the responses have been very vicious. Daily Caller has been very mean. They said, one of their articles even said that my glasses are thick-rimmed glasses, so I deserve criticism for that. It's like a bully calling a kid four eyes on the schoolyard is what it is. And there's a kid that, you know, they have, Fox News on the Fox 5, they said I should be left in the woods as a baby. You know, there are various things like that. But the majority of the responses have been very nice, especially from the center and from the left, or from more the center left as well.
Okay, well, and anybody surprised by that? Seriously, is anybody surprised that the center and left, or the center left, as he put it, would be supportive where the right would not? I don't know what I understand. Hey, we feel abandoned, right? So if I'm part of the right. But do you really, I mean, does it really matter to you that a former 13-year-old passionate conservative that you invited to your conference because you thought you had the poster child for the next generation turned his back on you? Is this really a reason to get all uptight?
It's funny how his glasses looked distinguishing when he was 13, and now he's a geeky four-eyed nerd and get out of here.
I'll buy that. How funny is that?
I'll
buy that. I just, listen, I'm glad that you found this piece today. I was, when you were first playing it this morning, I thought, really, what's the point of this? But I'll let it speak for itself. I think it's critical that we understand that, we all have a point of view. And we, as he said, he clearly said, people's opinions change. You know, there's that old, cliche that as you get older, you become more conservative. I've met, even on this radio program, lots of people that have called this show that as they become older, they become much more progressive. I think because they're more aware of what's happening, because they're not so focused on work and raising families and et cetera. When you have more time to spend to pay attention, well, it matters. All right, a quick break here. We'll wrap it up on the other side on this Tuesday program. Give us a call real quick if you'd like to get on. 888-552-3595. A happy July summer day to you. We'll take the break and finish it up after this.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
My point is to Republican adults, when 14-year-old boys sound exactly like you do, maybe you should rethink the shit that's coming out of your mouth.
On 1310 WDTW.
No wonder 14-year-old boys can do your act. You act exactly like 14-year-old boys.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
I'm Marge Havel, president of SEIU. When Wall Street greed caused the foreclosure and credit crisis that crippled middle-class families, Gary Peters wrote the most sweeping reform of Wall Street since the Great Depression.
This is Jimmy Settles.
And this is Chuck Hall of the UAW. When the auto industry was near collapse, U.S. Congressman Gary Peters stepped up to work with President Obama to save hundreds of thousands of jobs for our families.
This is Michael Aaron, president of the Michigan Laborers District Council. When the big banks celebrated our tax-funded bailouts with big bonuses for themselves, Gary Peters wrote legislation to force them to give it back.
And this is Al Garrett, president of Ask Me Council 25. All of us fight each day for jobs and collective bargaining rights. Together, we represent nearly 200,000 hard-working families in and around Detroit. And we need Gary Peters on the front line fighting for us in Washington. Vote Gary Peters in the 14th District.
I'm Gary Peters, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Got something to tell Tony? 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. 888-552-3595. You got about 8 minutes to get it in, or you don't get it in today. former Alaskan quitter, Sarah Palin, will be in Metro Detroit this weekend to headline a tea party event. Imagine that in Belleville. It's part of the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus. The event will run from noon to 6 o'clock and features a lineup of Tea Party and conservative speakers with radio host Theron X. Have you ever heard, Jeff, of Theron X?
No.
As a master of ceremonies. All proceeds will benefit the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund, which I'm sure is a very worthy cause, but I don't know that to be a fact. Tea Party leaders were overjoyed when they learned Palin accepted the invitation. I'm just elated. I'm actually thinking of going, just Jeff, so I can capture some audio.
Do you think she'll have a security guard or anything like that?
Oh, she'll have an entourage, absolutely.
Who do you think will pay for that?
The Tea Party people.
Okay, so it's not going to be passed along to the taxpayers.
That's a great question. I don't know if the city of Belleville, which, by the way, normally votes Democrat, will or will not have to pick up that cost. But it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I can do some homework on that for you if you'd like.
I do like the Facebook chatter when you had posted the story about whether Belleville is downriver or not.
Yeah, people are very territorial.
I know. I like Belleville. I think Belleville's a great town. Not to say that, you know, you can't like something downriver. I like downriver, too.
Well, right, and Belleville technically isn't downriver. So the person that was a little sensitive about that, I understand. Somebody was making that as if they were, of course, all hicks downriver. Not all of them. There are lots of very passionate progressives that live downriver. God knows.
I tell you what, I know you said this earlier in the show, but if you don't follow First Shift on Facebook, you're missing out. It has been wildly entertaining in the last week. I mean, the entire time we've had it, for sure. But it's gotten very entertaining in the last week or so. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, there's no question. And there are days where as you take care of Twitter, I mostly take care of Facebook. And I've noticed that on those days where I'm pulled away from the office, where I can't be there. And you know that a lot of the stuff you send me, I end up posting to Facebook a little later on in the day. Some of the stuff I find, most of it you find, but I'm the one that posts it. I'm the one that normally comments. And when you comment, you normally will say, hey, this is Jeff, or you'll use your own name. But it has become very entertaining to see people react, both in the positive and in the negative. It's fun because we get to watch something called Insights. And I don't know if you're watching that stuff, Jeff, but we're reaching some days almost 9,000 people. Think about that. This little radio show on Facebook alone is reaching 9,000 people. I think that's pretty cool.
And it's not just people, I would say, within the listening audience. Even though the internet, obviously, if you're on Facebook and following the show, then you're probably, listening to the show online as well. But, you would just think where we're located and where the transmitter reaches that it's not our listening audience. But people all across the country, even different countries, post on our Facebook, which just, shocks me.
Yeah, well, that is a bit shocking, but it's fun. It is fun to watch it. And we actually, I really want to mention this. We normally don't, during the show, heavily promote the next day's show. And, of course, we always love having Steven Anderson on. We love our partnership with Planned Parenthood. But we have something pretty special tomorrow. There's a guy out there, actually a very accomplished musician, that had an idea to start a reality show that would pit occupiers against Tea Partiers. And I will post the link to the YouTube, unless you've got it handy, Jeff. You can post it quickly. But this should be really interesting. Now, what he's trying to do, he's actually trying to group finance. So you have a chance, actually, to be a producer of this show by contributing to the financing of the pilot episode. And this guy is really serious. This is really serious stuff. This is not a joke. It's really serious stuff. So when this crossed both mine and Jeff's desk yesterday and we compared notes, it was a pretty quick yes, I would say.
It'll be interesting to see what he has to say, which why I can't wait for tomorrow. Because I did, my first thought was, is this going to be goofballish? Like, is it to point out how ridiculous these two groups are? I mean, are you going to find, sometimes there'll be a serious movement, and yet there are these outliers that make the movement look crazy, like insane. And are they going to find the outliers, or are they finding somebody, that is a good representation of the group? And so I'll be interesting to see what he has to say about that.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, my good friend Tom Athens just sent me a note that Theron is a conservative from Ann Arbor and is on a station you and I are both familiar with, Jeff, WAAM. So I was once heard on WAAM, as hard as that is for some to believe, it is true. So anyway, I just thought I would share with you that's who he is. Thank you, Tom, for letting us know. I had no clue, never heard of the guy before. So now we know. I'm very excited about this concept, this idea. Maybe we'll even throw $20 at it and see what happens. I don't know. It's just fun. It should be fun. Not, I would think, but you never know. And I can't. Did you get an impression one way or the other if this guy leaned more right or left? Because I didn't really get an impression one way or the other.
I just think he wants to be an entertainer. That's the impression. No matter what happens with the show, he wants it to be entertaining.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I'm just saying.
I don't know what this means. I'm sitting here. There's a Mac in this room, right?
Right.
Okay. For whatever reason, it just turned on. I have not touched a thing. It just all of a sudden lit up like a Christmas tree. And that scared the bejesus out of me. Okay, that's just...
That's what they do.
That's weird. That's just weird. Wow, okay. All right, we're going to let it go. So that's what we've got going on tomorrow. We'll look forward to tomorrow's show very much. In fact, we've got a great... I think we're pretty much booked the rest of the week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
Very full. In fact, we're already working on next week, so...
All right. Well, I know we're going to have Zach Pohl from Progress, Michigan, a little later on this week. And we haven't talked to Zach in a while, so I'm looking forward to having him on. We have to say goodbye tomorrow to the communications director of the Michigan Democratic Party, John Tremontana, is moving on to the private sector. We will miss him, Jeff. He's been a good partner with the show. So, sadly, we have to say goodbye. And we now have to say goodbye to you because we are out of time for today. All right. So, will we or won't we go see Sarah Palin this weekend? Well, I'll let you know. In the meantime, folks, in the meantime, just keep doing what you're doing. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for everything that they do because it is appreciated. I want to remind you, off the air, the best way to find me, via email, tony@thetonyshow.org. If you need to call me, my number is at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute, we do have slow traffic on most of your roadways, but we are following one accident over on 96 eastbound just before Middlebelt Road. Your left lane is blocked, and that's causing heavy traffic from the Van Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 85 degrees outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 86 degrees, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.